Time now for your letters. I irritated a lot of people last week. There were mixed reviews for my essay in which I suggested that President Obama's use of a mild profanity on a morning television show seemed rehearsed. David Olson of Manhattan Beach, California writes, "When the president speaks to the press, he's speaking to the world and representing the United States, all of us. While many in this country use language spiced with profanity, many more do not. But others found my essay a little prim. Marty Ferris of Washington, D.C. writes, "Yo, Scott, give me, or more importantly, the president, so-and-so, break. Personally, given the incredible severity of the Gulf of Mexico crisis and the BS that BP and others have been giving the president, he could have said a lot more." Last week, we brought you a story about a city garden tended by a couple of winsome children.
What do you really wish that you would grow in the garden?
Ice cream place.
I managed to irritate quite a few people in the introduction to that story when I referred to farmers' markets as overpriced. Jim Phelps of Madison, Wisconsin writes, "Overpriced? Really? Can you tell me something which is more fairly priced than buying products directly from the farmer at a price that gives that farmer a living wage? Do you know of any farmers who take home a multimillion-dollar bonus? Scott needs to get out of his little condo bubble and go visit a few farms and see what their life is like." Ouch. Fair enough. I regret that my offhand remark betrayed lingering city kid bias. But I'm still not off the hook.
One of the more unusual finishes, but it's a goal. The Stanley Cup to the Chicago Blackhawks.
It was joy in Chicago after the Blackhawks won their first Stanley Cup in 49 years, but many Chicago fans reproached me for not mentioning that great event in our program. "College sports, World Cup, NBA Finals," writes Margaret Ovitt of Macomb, Illinois. I kept waiting, thinking Scott has saved the very best for last, but nothing. Certainly you of all people would understand how this sports victory means so very much to a city star for a winning sports team. You know what I mean. I do. What can I say? The Hawks won the cup early in the week. A lot of news got in the way by Saturday. Wait till next year. We welcome your comments. You can send us an email by going to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend or on Twitter. I tweeted NPR Scott Simon. The weekend staff is at NPR Weekend. Go Hawks! This is NPR News.